Heavenly Father, we come into your gates with thanksgiving and praise. We come, Father, with our hands lifted up. We come as intercessors standing on the wall. We stand in our God assignment, Father. We stand on the rampart to see and hear what you are saying to your people in this time, in this season. We thank you for this time of reflection, Father, this time of teshuva, this time of restoration, this time of replenishment of our soul. We come, Father, to stand in your presence, covered in the blood of Yeshua. We thank you for watching over us last night as we slept in slumber. You woke us up this morning in the land of the living with our hearts, our minds, and our very souls set on your plan and purpose for you, for our lives. So, Father, we love what you love and we hate what you hate. We set our affections on what you set your affections on. Your enemies are our enemies. We thank you, Father, that we are your people. Your set-aside people, your royal priesthood. We thank you, Father, that we can look to the hills from which cometh our help, for all our help come for you. For you know the thoughts that you have for us of good and not evil, to prosper us to an expected end. So this day, Father, we come covered in the blood of Yeshua. We come, Father, to understand who you are and who we are, Father. To let you know that we trust you and you alone, and against you and you alone have we sinned. So this time of your set-aside season, we come with repentant hearts. We come to lay between the porch and the altar with our face to the ground. To get crystal clear download. To understand where you will have us walk as you shine the light of truth along our path. And as you shine the light of truth, those that are in captive and bondage to the ways of the world must be set free. We thank you, Father, for this time of self-examination. So, Father, open our eyes. Allow the blinders to fall from our eyes so that we can see ourselves in the light of who you have called us to be. That we can tell those that we meet about a holy God that can do anything but fail. We set our allegiance to you, Father. And as we set our allegiance to you, O God, we ask that you forgive us. That you forgive us that when we went to the left and you told us to go to the right, that you did not kill us in our disobedience, but you waited patiently for our will to line up with your will. Lord God, allow us to see you in the light of day. Touch our hearts and our minds. Call us back to you. Turn the hearts of men to you. For you, God, are the only wise, true, and living God. We thank you that we are now understanding who we are. That we are the people of the book. And we are in the situations that we're in because of our disobedience. We repent. We teshuva. We turn, Father, from our wicked ways. We serve you with every fiber of our being. As you open our eyes to truth of who you are. That we're not distracted by the ways of the world. That we are not consumed by the tricks of the enemy that he has set for our demise. That we maneuver around the potholes of life as we press toward the mark of the high calling. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you that you did not kill us in our disobedience. We thank you. And Father, We ask you to allow us to be the parents that you've called us to be. That we teach our children about a holy God that can do anything but fail. We come against premature death and suicide, Father. We walk in the authority that you have given us, the dominion and the power that you've placed in us. At the foundation of the world, that Adam gave it away, but Yeshua came to be crucified, died and buried and raised on the third day, returning the authority, dominion and power to your people. He gave us the keys of the kingdom, Father. Teach us how to use the keys. As we canceled the assignment of every diabolical enemy, we canceled every witchcraft prayer that was ever prayed over our lives. We canceled the portals that our ancestors opened knowingly and unknowingly. We cover ourselves in the blood of Yeshua. We seal every door that needs to be sealed, and the doors that need to be opened, no man can close, for you are our God. You are our Jehovah Gabora. You teach our hands how to war in the spirit, for we battle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities that set themselves up in high places. And Father, you have given us the authority and dominion here on this earth. And we thank you that you have given your angels charge over that not one of our feet shall dash against a stone. We thank you, Father, that you have created a spiritual smoke screen around those that believe, those that you have kept their feet on the straight and narrow path to salvation, those that will speak boldly of a holy God, those that will tell all those that come across their path, the foundation of righteousness is to keep their ear to your mouth, Father, to understand your timing and season, to understand your heartbeat concerning the people of this world, that anyone that comes back to you, Father, will cut off every tentacle that the enemy has placed in their lives. So this day, Father, as we come to you, Father. We come to you trusting you and you alone. And we thank you that you know our hearts, that you know every hair on our head. We thank you, Father, that you catch every one of our tears in the midnight hour. You catch every one of our tears in a vow. We thank you for being our God. We thank you for ordering our steps. We thank you for giving us the mind of Christ, for our names are written in the volume of the book. We thank you, Father, that you gave us the authority to tread on serpents and to cast out demons here on this earth. And we give you all praise. We give you all honor. Take full control. We thank you, Father. We thank you that we can trust you and you alone. We serve you, Father, for you are our holy God. So in this time, your appointed time, as we hear the trumpet blast, let every believer hear and turn back to you. Come to find refuge in your honor. And we'll give you all the honor. We'll give you all the praise. For you told us that signs and wonders shall follow those that believe, that we will be able to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, the deaf and the dumb, and they shall hear and speak your name, and the lame, they shall come leaping into your presence, declaring and decreeing that you are their God. And Father, we ask you to forgive all those that have caused your people to forget your name, Jehovah. Help them to realize, Father, that when they say God, it could be any God. We have to be specific about the God we serve. Jehovah, the creator of heaven and earth. The author and the finisher of our faith. The lifter of our heads. We pledge our allegiance to you, for we are your hands, your eyes, and your mouth here on this earth. And we declare and decree that another God we shall not follow. For you are our shepherd, and we know your voice, and you know your people. So we humble ourselves in your presence. And we thank you in advance for all that you will do. We thank you for all that you have done to bring us to this appointed time. And it's in Yeshua's matchless name that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Khadijah here. Thank you so very much for joining us for Sweet Hour of Prayer. Numbers 6, 24 to 26. May the Lord God bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he keep you in perfect peace. Yavarahaka Yehovah Vishmaraka. Ye'el Yehovah Panav Elaka Vihuneka. Isa Yehovah Panav Elaka Viyasem Laka Shalom. Have a God fantastic rest of your week.